The mighty mammal kings and queens of the cold Antarctic deep swim fast to dodge the dangers of the chaser's engine beat. But man the hunter knows that soon the whales will have to rise to breathe above the surface, so the gunner trains his eyes upon the feathered spout that shows just 50 yards ahead. The killer harpoon gun roars out, and another whale is dead. Now belly up the whale is towed to the factory skid we run, but the orchestra of winches hasn't yet its song begun. See how the winch musicians watch the conductor's guiding hands and control the wire rope tensions of the whale claw's singing strands. The rolling ship is offbeat to the dead and floating whale, but the clanking grand finale drops the iron claw on its tail. The main wire cable takes a strain upon the moving drum, and 100 tons of whale is dragged up through the skidway run to where the men are waiting, and the high priest Flenser stands with his 4-foot surgeon's scalpel held and ready in his hands. His spike boots grip the wooden deck with sure and steady feet as he makes the first incision through 6 inches blubber deep. The Flensers then slice down each side and up the blue whale's back, while deckhands rig their maze of wires and winches take up slack. The razor hockey sticks move fast in a skilled and secret way as they make the art of flensing look as though it were child's play. With wires made fast, the winchmen wait. The high priest flenses whim. He nods his head, and the blubber's peeled like a ripe banana skin. Now roll the carcass over and peel the other side. Blood rushes out across the deck in 100-gallon tide. The blubber peeled, they move the whale up through the gates of hell, where lemurs wait in the icy cold and the stinking factory smell. They carve the meat from off the bones to feed the cooker maws, while the bones are cut in 4-foot lengths with steaming-powered saws. The rolling ship and steaming deck, neath cloudy ice-grey skies, the blood-red deck like roses deep with blubber-white belies. That colour contrast beauty makes in the picture of the mind, for the butcher's hand is ugly in a setting of this kind. Where nature's largest creatures die, and on factory decks they bleed, ordained by law of nature that man must meet his need. With hungry cooker pots now filled, the process has begun. Beneath the stinking flensing deck, machines begin to hum. A whining separator sings to his rumbling steaming pot and joins the winch's chorus song that echoes from up top. The glistening icebergs float serene neath the thin Antarctic sun. Down aft, the flensers with their knives cut up another one.